Page 77. Oh, this, I think it's just a line, so I don't have to look it up. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. Pretty cool. And isn't that what it's about? When you have somebody that comes into a meeting and they share, and it's like, oh, honey, I was there. Or, oh, please keep coming back. And that's all we need to say. We don't need to judge. We don't need to criticize. Nobody judged me. Nobody's told me to shut up. And I think that's a very important piece. Nobody said, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to die. But if you keep coming back to meetings and you say, keep coming back, there's a darn good chance you're going to read it somewhere or hear it stated in the right way, and it's going to save their life too. Well, we're at step 9.
Okay, moving right along.
Step 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except to do so would injure them or others. Principle, freedom. Freedom from fear of people. Ah, is that great or what? I love step 9. There's so many things about step 9 I didn't know. I thought it was just, that was just it. You're just going to do that. Okay, so that's the second part. Actually, they could have put it in step 8. Why didn't you just do a period and keep it going? There must be more to it. There are so many messages in step 9. One I love the best is, if our manner is calm, frank, and open, we will be gratified with the result. I love that line. That's a lifeline. That's a line you can use in anywhere, anytime. If you're calm, frank, and open, you'll be gratified with the result. That includes honesty, open-mindedness, actually even willingness. That's amazing. It is my guideline for all encounters with others. And the other thing that I didn't know about step 9, oh man, this was hard to admit. I heard somebody say it in a meeting, and they said it like this: gee, I didn't have an idea where the promises came from. Ah! Page 83, bottom of the page. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we've gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Now, is that the gift of sweet serenity? Yeah. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. I like the guy. He used to say, hell no. Isn't that funny? I love these people in this wonderful program. They are fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. And that's what this is about. Just doing the work. Just doing the steps, just listening, just being willing, and it's a huge piece. Balance and recovery. Just going to talk. How much more time do I have? I'm not...
15.
Okay, good. Balance and recovery. What does that mean? What does that mean to me? Well, it means a lot of things. You know, my process in recovery has been... like I said the other night, over 14 years, I just celebrated that.
Roy,
yeah,